Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus Christ, the one we worship this holy day. Amen. I want to speak about the Old Testament reading today from Isaiah 40. Let us pray as we consider the Word of God. Lord, you promise that whenever your Word is proclaimed, it will never return to you empty, but will accomplish in us what you desire. We ever pray that as your Word is taught, proclaimed and heard today, you would accomplish in us what you desire. Give us repentance and understanding and great faith. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Grasshoppers, little bitty fragile plants, stars, and eagles. What do these four things have in common? Anyone know? Grasshoppers, little plants, stars, and eagles. They are all descriptions of us. They represent us. If you read along in Isaiah 40 and concentrated on that text, you'd notice those words in the text. In Isaiah 40, God is declaring how great and awesome He is. He is the God of gods, the Lord of lords, powerful and strong. He compares us people then to grasshoppers, to little bitty fragile plants that are blown away quickly, to stars he compares us to, and to eagles. Let's talk about these things. People ask you, who are you? What church do you go to? Who are you? Don't just tell them your name. It's pretty simple. Tell them I'm a grasshopper. I'm a little plant. I'm a star in the sky. I'm an eagle. And then you have something to talk about with them when they ask you, why do you say that? First of all, God in Isaiah 40 calls us grasshoppers. Not real endearing, is it? Do you not know, do you not hear God is saying to us, you ignorant people, have you not been told from the beginning, you foolish people, have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? Come on, people, you should know this. It is He who sits above the circle of the earth, that's God sitting, watching, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. God says He looks down on us, you're like a bunch of grasshoppers. What's God trying to teach us? Well, God's trying to teach us to repent. Don't think too highly of yourself. You're not near as great as I am. Don't think you're so good. Don't think you're so capable. Repent. You're like a grasshopper. You're weak. You're vulnerable. Repent and cling to Jesus, the only one who can deliver you and save you from the coming judgment. Repent. God would ever humble, proud, arrogant mankind that we think we can do so many things. Grasshoppers in God's eyes. We're weak, vulnerable. Also in this term grasshoppers, God's reminding us how evil we are. What do grasshoppers do? I don't know what they do, but I know they eat a lot. They go around and devour lands, don't they? And they eat and eat and devour the next crop, and they eat a lot and just ravage the land. And God's reminding us, you're small, and yet you're really quite evil. You're greedy, you're selfish, and just devour the land and devour each other. So repent, people of God. Humble yourself. You know, Lucy in the comic strip Peanuts once said, proud, arrogant Lucy, I've never made a mistake in my entire life. Then she adds, I thought I did once, but I was wrong. Like a lot of us, isn't it? Arrogant, proud, don't even know when we made a mistake. One more thing on grasshoppers before I move on. Grasshoppers are also kind of wise, a little bit wise. When I was a little boy, I used to go fishing at my grandfather's pond in Illinois, and we would try to catch grasshoppers out there to use as bait if we couldn't get worms. Grasshoppers aren't a bad bait either. It's kind of hard to catch a grasshopper because what do? They're fairly alert. They keep watch pretty good. Then when you get close, they hop, and then they hop, and they keep hopping. And they usually hop in a bush that you can't see them, or they hop in a small tree where they hide. And there's a lesson in that. There's judgment coming. There's evil all around. Be alert. Stay awake. And we ever hop and cling to the vine who is Christ. We ever hide at the cross. There's the tree we hide behind. It's called the cross. He's the one that can save us and deliver us. Secondly, we're compared to little fragile plants. You go down the text, verse 24. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth, that's us, or just a little bitty plant that's come up. When he blows on them, that's God blows on us, and they wither, and the tempest, the storm carries them off like stubble. So with the grasshopper, God's reminding us that we are weak and vulnerable and evil. With the little bitty plant that grows and then is gone by the storm, God's reminding us that life is short. Life is very, very short compared to the eternal God, where you're here 50 years, 70, 80, 90, some 20, some 10. We're not here that long, not long at all compared to eternity. We're like a little bitty plant that's gone. Are you ready to die, God's asking? Are you prepared to die? Just had how many teenagers killed in the car wreck? It happens. There's death. We've had a couple funerals lately. There's death. Are you ready to meet your maker? Are you prepared to die? Do you know where you're going to go when you die? And how are you going to get there? Because life is short. Make plans for eternity. Again, cling to Christ. Though we become like stubble and become like dust in the earth, through Christ we can rise again and become a beautiful flower, glorious, and live forever in heaven, only through the blood of Jesus Christ. So repent and cling to Jesus. You know, I read in mythology, where this is according to mythology, that human beings used to have two heads, four arms, and four legs. But then Zeus came along. You've heard of Zeus, the Greek god. And Zeus split mankind in half, where now we have one head and two arms and two feet, two legs. Now, why did Zeus split us in half according to mythology? Because Zeus, the great Greek god, was scared of mankind. He was so scared of us and what we could accomplish that he split us in half. Ha, ha, ha. Maybe Zeus is scared of you, although we all know there is no Zeus. I'll tell you someone who's not scared of mankind, and that's God. God calls us grasshoppers. We're little bitty plants. God's not scared of us. But God, as our judge, has said, if we sin, we die. When we die, God does not just merely split us in half. When we die, we return to dust. In a week and a half, when we begin Lent, I hope you're here, Ash Wednesday, what will you get on your forehead? Ashes. And what will the pastor say? You are, say with me, you are dust. To dust you shall return. We're not just split in half. We return to dust. But there's hope in Jesus. As mentioned, only through Jesus, life, death, and resurrection, we can rise from the dust the final day and be a beautiful flower that lives forever in the resurrection. Repent, repent, hold on to Christ. God's humbling us. The next two illustrations, if you will, would cause us to rejoice. We're sinners that must repent, but now in Christ, the baptized, we are like stars and we're like eagles. Now this is a bit better. God continues here, speaking about himself and us. Lift up your eyes on high and see. Look at the sky, in other words. Who created these? The stars. He brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might. And because he is strong in power, not one is missing. So here we are compared to stars. This is a lot better. We've been lifted up. Grasshoppers are down here. Little plants are down here. Now we've been lifted up in Christ. We're stars in the sky by faith in Christ. We're holy, pure, righteous. We're the light of the world in Christ. The power of the gospel. From being a little plant now to a star. That's what Jesus Christ does for us. Stars in the sky. Secure, stable. We just shine. Pure and holy by his great light. And notice the baptism reference kind of here. He calls every star by name. Did you know that God has a name for every star? And there are millions of them. And I guess for Valentine's Day, guys, you can have a star named after your wife, maybe. Don't do it. God's already got a name for that star. And so he calls us by name in baptism. Maybe nobody else knows your name, or very few. God knows your name. He made you his very child when you were baptized. And then it says, by God's power, not one is missing. Not one star is missing up there. So not one child of God is missing. God holds us in his hands, and no one and nothing can snatch us out of his hand. God will not lose you. You can push God away. He will not lose you. He's going to try to grab you back and grab you back and bring you back. That's the love of God and the mercy of God. We are stars, forgiven of all of our sins, righteous in God's eyes, beautiful in God's eyes, because of the blood of Jesus that cleanses us of all of our sins. And we drink that blood soon, don't we? You know, Butch Jones had a good recruiting class, huh? Top five in the nation. And if you follow that, some players are 3 stars. That means they're pretty good high school players. Some are 4 stars. They're really good high school players. And then a few are 5-star players. They're the best of the lot. You can't get any higher than being a 5-star football player. And think Tennessee can maybe got 1 or 2 of them. Wow, we really expect a lot of them. They're 5-star football players. You as a Christian, I'm going to call of you 7 stars. 7's God's perfect number, not 5. 7's God's perfect number. You're all 7 stars. Perfect, righteous, holy, because of the blood of Jesus. Stars. So shine, First Lutheran. Let your light shine. And then God finishes calling us, perhaps our favorite picture here, eagles. But they, at the end of the text, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. What an incredible change has happened all within a few verses. At the beginning, we're called grasshoppers. Now we are eagles. At the beginning, we're called little bitty plants. Then we're called stars. What happened here? It shows us the miraculous power of the gospel. The gospel brings about the change. The gospel brings about the transformation. From being a little bitty plant, now I'm a star, I'm going to shine forever. I'm lifted up. I'm a grasshopper, yes, by sin. But in Christ, I'm an eagle, and I can soar, and I'm powerful and strong by the Holy Spirit. God's really trying to illustrate for us, do you realize what I've done for you? How I've changed your life and who you are in my sight because of Jesus. Hold on to the faith. The eagle here, 3 things about the eagle with wings. It literally means that we will be lifted up with new wings. These are not man-made wings. God will raise us up, mount us up. That's resurrection. That's the Holy Spirit bringing us to faith and eternal life. And then God will give us wings. And these are the wings of the Holy Spirit. We all are pilots. We're all eagles, if you will. We get our wings in baptism, given the wings of the Holy Spirit. And so this picture of the eagle with these fantastic holy wings would teach us we're free. Isn't the American bald eagle a symbol of freedom? We are free. Free from sin. Free from the fear of death. Free from all hell. We're free, unburdened, unshackled because of Christ, His cross and resurrection. Also, this idea of being an eagle would teach us to be fast. Eagles are fast. And so we are to be fast to do the will of God. Don't be slow and lazy. Be fast to love your neighbor. Fast to forgive someone. Fast to make peace. Fast to do the will of God. Fast to hear the word of God. Fast to commune. We're speedy people. It's urgent that we get to heaven and everybody else with us. So it's urgent, the work of God. And this idea of being an eagle also means we're fearless. Eagles are brave, courageous. We're not brave in and of ourselves. We're scared little grasshoppers. But because we have Jesus Christ, because of His death and resurrection, because of the Holy Spirit, we have a confidence, we Christians. We are bold. We're brave. We're sore with the love of God. We reign over all things, we Christians. You know, I'm sad that it seems like every other day there's a plane crash. Always a plane crash or one's missing. It's very, very sad. They must have showed that plane crash in Taiwan how many days straight that plane kind of toppled over and hit a car, tumbling into a river and dead people. Are we going to crash, we Christians? We got the wings of the Spirit. Are we going to crash? Not a chance. We will never crash when we have the wings of the Holy Spirit. He will lead us. He will guide us, carry us, forgive us, and one day He'll take us to heaven and the resurrection. So who are we, First Lutheran? Who are you as a Christian? Go tell people, I'm a grasshopper. I'm a little plant. But in Christ, I'm a star that shines. I'm an eagle with new wings that soars. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. That's who I am. Go tell people. Amen. We rise. We confess the Nicene Creed, our faith in the Trinity.